that up, you know, a lot, and be done with the project. And, you know, it kind of turned into something, you know, that was larger. But with that being said, I think if we knew what we were going to create ahead of time, I mean, there's definitely things we would have, you know, would have done different, you know, would have planned for, that sort of thing.
And now to something that I think appeals to Anthony's aesthetic. What was the feeling on the set as you guys worked? What, you know, what was the mood of it? And above all, are there any funny stories from production that you'd like to share?
If you want to do the Charles stuff, because I think that's like right up your alley. Okay. And then I'll do like the, you know, I'm trying to think of like a single instance. I mean, like when we were actually shooting, like specifically like the stuff before the convention, you know, when we're at Alice's house, you know, putting together the costume. I mean, a lot of what you saw with like Alice's kind of comments, like that's her, you know, like that's, you know, her bread and butter is that. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, like I really didn't editorialize much on, you know, on much of the film. I would say like, at the convention, kind of the stresses, you know, that happen, you know, we were pretty close to the girls. And so, you know, there was definitely tension, you know, obviously there was tension there. And, you know, we showed it in a very, you know, I think like a tasteful way, something that, you know, everybody could at least understand. But I mean, you know, when you have 9 people around, you know, it always can breed tension. And I think that's even a quote from the film, you know, funny stories. I don't know if this is funny, but Tina said, you know, she was in her Venus outfit, and she mentioned how there was this young kid who just wanted to like give her a hug, you know, and he kind of like sheepishly went up to her and like, can I have a hug? And she's like, yeah, you know, sure. You know, she didn't really think much of it, but I guess they kind of led her into like the thought of how maybe these outfits are kind of fetishized. So, I mean, I know that's not funny. I thought it was funny, but yeah.
No, that's very interesting.
And then I guess, I mean, I'd say overall everybody was like pretty excited to be working on the project. I think probably our rigs were a little intimidating for everybody, our camera rigs. And then after the initial intimidation, everybody was like, pretty at ease, and then as they got more at ease with us, it was like, no, get away from me with the camera. I don't want to be on the camera. But then that's after hours and hours of shooting. But our shoot with Charles Dunbar was pretty cool. I got to nerd out with him. I did all this research on a lot of his work, and I had just two pages of questions, I think. And for each answer, he was just right there. It was the longest interview I feel like I've ever conducted. It was like six hours of just answering questions at a very high academic level. And it's a real shame, and we'll have to remedy it at some point, that we could not include more of his commentary. Because, again, as somebody who's very embedded in the con culture, he had a lot of really good insights to offer and a lot of interesting points to make that are worth hearing, that are definitely worth putting out there.
All right. Well, your documentary was also very interesting in that it had a rather interesting Kickstarter that was recently finished, which actually exceeded expectations, I think. Would you like to tell everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, when we started the campaign, I mean, it was kind of a last-minute thing, and it was really as a means to, you know, raise a little funds to do some like translation and, you know, get some, you know, actual VO talent, you know, for the small sections that needed VO. But one of the things that, and, you know, being in the video world and being in the corporate video world specifically, where Tiffany was talking about earlier, was this polish, you know. And I think when you kind of over-polish something, you kind of lose, and I know this is kind of getting metaphysical, but you kind of lose the soul, the spirit of the thing. So when we shot our Kickstarter video, you know, we kept our humanity in there. And like, I wanted people to see that, you know, who they were donating to, was actually who they were donating to, and these weren't just two random people asking for money. I don't know, that was kind of really close to my heart, in that I wanted to be as honest and truthful, and that's kind of part of my nature, as possible. You know, I like making films. I like doing things in a way that is kind of pretty transparent, and that you're not trying to wade through, you know, all the garbage that, you know, people will, I don't know, put up there.
All right.
Very, I don't know. I mean,
that I'd say that answers the question entirely.
Yeah, I just wanted to be honest. I just wanted to be real. I mean, that was the main thing about that Kickstarter, was just, you know, I had people, you know, ask me, you know, how, you know, I did well on it. And I'm like, I honestly don't know. I mean, other than just kind of the timing nature of it, I mean, that kind of goes back to, you know, your earlier question. But, you know, people kind of liked how honest, you know, how they could, you know, kind of still feel our personality through the video. And that was just something that I was, you know, really, really, I really cared about.
And on that point of success, I would like to ask, I've spoken to Crystal and Alice about this, especially in the last week or two of the Kickstarter. It was really beginning to take off. And I would like to know your thoughts, as like, you know, were you guys really excited, or were you guys, you know, just like, what were your thoughts as, you know, the amounts just kept tallying up higher and higher and higher. And then all of a sudden, you know, you've not only hit your goal, but now you're exceeding it.
Yeah, I was completely floored by that. I mean, to be honest with you, when Anthony said $2,000, I was like, I don't know if we're gonna get that, or I don't know if that's gonna work. And the fact that I feel like a lot of the donations were actually just the $10 to see the early release of the film, spoke volumes, because I was very concerned about having prizes that were relevant to people who liked Sailor Moon and who were very entrenched in the fandom. So, you know, we did the stickers, we did the prints, we did a lot of other things. And, you know, it was all well and good, and we had people buy those things, and it's really, like, neat. But a lot of the people just wanted to see the early release, even with the idea that the general release would be out soon. I know a lot of popular vloggers, or you know, people who do YouTube videos and things like that. Comic Book Girl 19 comes to mind. Very great content, very well produced, and I really enjoy watching it. She's recently switched over to a subscription system where you pay $1 or $3 to watch one of their longer pieces that, you know, takes a lot more time and effort to put together, and definitely, like, it's worth it. But I know, you know, I've had other people have been like, oh, I don't know if I want to pay $3 to see that. And I know her stuff is good. I know for sure her stuff is good. So that people would take a chance on our video. Really, I'm very appreciative and very thankful for everybody who did that, who believed in it, who shared a link, or even cared to, you know, watch the free parts online. It's just great.
Yeah, and we're really thankful too. I mean, Kickstarter actually had a lot to do with that. I mean, we got published in, I think it was one of their, like, newsletters, and on the top it had, like, it had LeVar Burton's name in it, so yeah. I think maybe people, like, clicked on it, you know.
We got included in the Reading Rainbow newsletter when they were doing really well. So I think that definitely had a lot to do with it.
So it's just, I mean, there's definitely a lot of luck in that. I mean, I don't want to, you know, chalk it up to, you know, just being very forward thinking or anything like that. But I mean, I think there is just, you know, a simple just amount of luck and that sort of thing. And I think, you know, we experienced a good amount of that too.
And what would you say to it seems there's also a large proportion that were local supporters of this film. And what do you think to that is, like, you know, kind of the nerd community of Washington, D.C. Kind of came together for this project?
Yeah, I mean.